Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really jumping into something complex, ternary logic, or TL. It's being pitched as a way to, well, fundamentally rewrite global compliance. Our mission today is to figure out how this system aims to shift things from, you know, reactive investigations to definitive real-time certification.
Yeah, and it's a critical shift. The problem TL tackles is the structural failure of current compliance systems,
yeah,
especially against really sophisticated stuff like money laundering, layering.
Why do current systems fail there?
Well, they mostly rely on probability, right? Looking at fragmented data after the fact, post hoc auditing. By the time they spot complex layering, the crime's often already complete. Too little, too late.
Okay, so TL forces certainty. You mentioned its core architecture relies on three states.
Exactly. Every critical state transition has to be cryptographically locked into one of three. $1 for commit, one and all for refuse.
And the third one, the crucial one.
And $0. That's the epistemic hold. It's this three-state foundation that injects integrity right at the system's core. Tackles systemic risk up front.
Right, the epistemic hold, EH. You hear it called a circuit breaker, a mandated stop. Why the term epistemic, though?
Good question. It relates to knowledge, verification. State knowledge isn't just a pause. It forces a review because the system literally lacks verifiable knowledge proof that the action is okay.
So it halts things because it doesn't know yet.
Precisely. And that mandatory halt is what stops the final stage of, say, money laundering the integration before it can even happen.
That sounds powerful. Can you give a concrete example? Make it real for us.
Sure. Think trade-based money laundering. A classic red flag is a big mismatch between an invoice and the shipping document, the bill of lading.
Mm.
If TL sees, say, an attested bill of lading value that's off by more than 20% from the attested invoice, bam, EH triggers immediately.
Not flagged for review later, but stopped cold.
Instantly. The payment flow freezes right then and there.
Wow. The speed required for that must be immense. What are the tech demands?
Oh, absolutely. This isn't your standard batch processing. It needs banking-grade speed, or even faster. The critical path, the operational lane, needs latency under 300 milliseconds, P99.
That's trading floor speed applied to compliance?
You got it. That's the level of performance needed for real-time enforcement.
Okay, shifting from speed to proof. For this to be sovereign grade, you need unshakable evidence, non-repudiation. How does TL create that?
That's where something called the Gukasian principle comes in. Think of it as a kind of unforgeable digital notary stamp. Every critical piece of data gets a verifiable lantern signature tied to the source entity's private key.
Irrevocably linking the action to the source, so that tackles insider threats, too.
Fundamentally, it creates total inescapable accountability, and all of this gets recorded.
Recorded where?
In the system's black box, a tamper-evident decision log, or DL. It logs the whole decision lifecycle. The state, all over dollars, negus one, a cryptographic hash root of all the input beta, and crucially, the exact version of any automated system used, like AML Engine V3.1.
Hmm. Which is vital for audits, right? Like SOX compliance.
Absolutely critical. That level of verifiable detail is exactly what regulators need.
Okay, global system, sensitive data. How do you handle privacy while still providing proof across borders?
Key point. They separate the data from the proof. The immutable ledger is only used for proof-only anchoring. It stores cryptographic roots like Merkle roots, which prove the evidence existed, but not the sensitive data itself.
And the actual sensitive info? Personal data.
That's secured using what they call the hybrid shield. It involves pseudonymization, ephemeral key rotation, sophisticated stuff to protect PII.
But what if law enforcement needs that underlying evidence, say, with a warrant?
There's a strict process.
Yep.
The gated disclosure protocol. You need a valid judicial warrant. And activation requires a minimum quorum, M of N, of globally distributed stewardship custodians.
Ah, so decentralized control. No single government can just demand access.
Exactly. It builds in resilience against geopolitical pressure. And speaking of resilience, they anchor these proof routes onto multiple different blockchains.
Multi-chain notarization to avoid a single point of failure.
Precisely. It insulates the system.
So summing up, TL seems like a mechanism-first approach. Making accountability computationally certain, verifiable, and aligning with what regulators like FATF or even the FDA are demanding for provenance and audit trails.
That's the core idea. Verifiable proof built in from the start, whether it's finance or, say, certifying medical device components.
Okay, final thought then. If the tech provides this sovereign-grade evidence, what's the biggest hurdle left? What's the policy step needed?
It really comes down to political will, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Policymakers need to go beyond just understanding the tech. they need to establish binding MOUs, memorandums of understanding between national regulators. These agreements have to formally recognize TL's signed decision logs as automatically admissible evidence.
Skipping the slow lane of traditional legal processes.
Yes. Until those legal frameworks catch up and formally accept this kind of cryptographic proof, the full power of TL as sovereign evidence remains, well, somewhat constrained by legacy systems. That's the real bottleneck now.